Yeah, we're recording. We are live here at White Noise Records.
Yes, White Noise Radio here. Another edition of Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Here on www.derekshapiroshow.com.
Yeah.
Yes, episode number 18. Dave, I'm back in the studio. After four episodes of not recording, how does it feel to have me back in the studio?
I was wondering what that smell was when you walked in, but I was like, oh shit, it's Derek Shapiro.
Yes, Dave. Well, I mean, it just feels weird to be back here. I haven't recorded a show here since the Cardi's brothers were here. Do you feel that? I mean, do you remember that?
I know. I had 3 months of peace.
Yeah, oh, 3 months of peace. See, the fourth month, you missed me. I mean, the first month, you missed me, didn't you? You missed me, didn't you? You cried, I heard. That's what Billy said.
Yeah, I cried. Yes. Well, I cried when I had to record it.
That's what everybody says. Now, Dave, did you know that? Now, I had a commercial on my last show debuting Grandmaster D. Now, do you know what Grandmaster D stands for?
Grandmaster D's nuts.
Okay, well, it is. He is nuts, okay? Do you know who is Grandmaster D?
No.
It is me as well. Grandmaster of Disturbing, okay? Because my wife, Rola, okay, says I disturb her, okay? And I disturb you, of course, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is me. I recorded with my wife's cell phone, Rola, who's not here right now. Okay. And I recorded Grandmaster D, me disturbing people on the streets. Okay. This is me at Subway in Johnston. Okay. I want to play this. Okay.
All right. We're here at Subway in Johnston. Here on Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show. Here at www.derekshapiroshow.com. Grandmaster D on the streets. Grandmaster of disturbing. And girls, am I disturbing you today?
No.
No, I'm not doing my job then. Okay. Well, so first of all, what's your name?
Jesse.
Oh, I just want Jesse's girl. or some guy. Oh, no, some lady will like Jesse's guy, probably. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? What's your name?
Missy.
Who's missing you right now?
Someone.
Someone's missing you?
Yeah.
And what do you do at Subway all the time? Do you like to laugh and talk, or do you like to work?
Laugh and talk.
What do you usually laugh about? People like me?
Definitely, yeah.
And what do you like to talk about? What do you like to talk about?
Life.
What do you like to talk about?
Gossip.
Now, what kind of life? Like life cereal?
No, I don't know.
And what kind of gossip?
Girls drama.
The drama.
So this is Subway and the Restless?
Yep.
That's Roll in the background. We're here, you know, taking the family on the road. Grandmaster D on the streets, okay? Yeah. Grandmaster D on the streets. Oh, my daughter wants to say something, too. It's not off. She thought this was off. Grandmaster D on the streets. And what's your strangest request for sandwich?
Someone say sandwich.
My junkie yes. Would come in and get everything on it.
What's your strangest request for the sandwich?
I don't know. Mayonnaise and
buffalo sauce. What the hell is that? Mayonnaise and buffalo sauce?
I love tuna with meatballs, okay? Put tomato sauce on it. You said ooh, okay. So Jenny said ooh. You said ooh?
Ew.
And what do you think about that?
Ooh.
Yes, disgusting. That's what I like to hear. All right.
This girl's a pig. A dirty, dirty pig.
Free stuff?
Yeah.
And can I get some free stuff today?
No.
No.
I try to get some free stuff at Subway.
But all right. I do thank you, girls.
Okay. Now that was one thing I did on the streets. Okay. Now here's another thing I did on the streets.
Were they high school kids?
They were working at Subway in Johnston, on Atwood Avenue. I get to give props, and I just walked in. I says, can I record you for my show, okay? Because Grandmaster D on the streets, Grandmaster Disturbing, that's what I do. I like to disturb people, okay? And this is another thing I did on the streets. And let me see if I can get to the right segment over here.
Derek Shapiro is harassing high school students. Pedophile.
Oh, hold on. I got to find it. Oh, that was the wrong one. Okay, here it is. This is me at Johnson & Wales University.
J-Woo.
I gotta get it. So let's see over here.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, let's see over here. Maybe, oh, okay, here it is. This is it. I think this is it. Come on now, play. Let's play.
I don't want to play. Hell, screw that shit.
Okay, come on now.
Yeah, come on. Get it in. Oh, there we go.
Technology at its best. I'm trying to find the...
All right. We just spoke to two ladies here in Johnson, Wales. I want to speak to two guys over here.
Okay, don't worry. I didn't talk to the two ladies yet. Okay. Now, let me try to play this now. Okay. See, it's playing on the phone. See, it says play, but it's not playing. Okay? So let me see if I can get this now.
Because it sucks.
Okay. Maybe it's the wrong one. Okay, let's see.
I'm just going to keep eating my sandwich.
Keep eating your sandwich. But you could, let's see over here. Let's see. I'm just trying to strain this out over here.
Johnson Thomas Ellie's Bar and Grill.
Hold on for 1 second. We'll edit this all together, Dave. Well, you can edit this all together. Make it sound good because this Johnson. Okay, hold on for a second. Let's see over here. Grandmaster D in the streets.
I'm going to hump the mic. In other news, Derek Shapiro can't seem to work his fucking phone.
All right, we just spoke to two ladies over here at Johnson Wales. I want to speak to two guys over here. Here's your names, please, for Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show.
Mike Cook, a freshman from Connecticut.
From Connecticut? Oh, two girls from Connecticut. Now, what belts in Connecticut?
Weston, Browns, Trumbull, Stanford area.
Weston, I knew Mark O'Grady from Weston. Do you know O'Grady's in Weston?
No, but last name sounds familiar.
Really? And do you know any girls from Fairfield? That's why you just interviewed two girls before.
Got a couple of friends up there, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you know them. I forget the names, but what about you? Where are you from?
John Millen. I'm from Boston.
Boston, Mass. I did my show from Boston, Mass, actually, a few episodes ago from Dick's Last Resort. Where in the world is Derek Shapiro? Did you listen to that episode?
No, sir, I did not.
Where were you?
I don't know.
Wow, okay.
I know where it is. It's in Faneuil Hall. It's a good place.
Yes, I can tell, but you didn't listen to the Derek Shapiro Show, so I can tell you had a slacker.
I am a slacker.
Are you a slacker?
Nope, absolutely not.
Now tell me, this is, of course, Labor Day week, and this is airing October 15th. Tell me, how does it feel to get back in the college experience?
It's good. I'm excited for it. Looking forward to it.
And you?
It's just amazing.
Really? What's amazing about it?
I don't know. It's just amazing.
Is it amazing because you're free from your home and you're out on your own because you're a freshman?
Yeah, it is, because my curfew was 10 o'clock before, and now I don't have a curfew, so.
Wow. Is your parents listen to this or what? What are they thinking?
Yeah, they'll probably listen to it, but I don't care.
And what was your parents? Do your parents listen to this now?
Probably not.
And what is your normal curfew back at home?
It was about 1:30.
And what is it now?
None.
Oh, that's awesome. And tell me, this is close to Halloween, of course, and the show's airing. What's your favorite thing to do for Halloween?
Trick-or-treating, of course.
And what do they dress up as?
Did werewolf a couple of times.
Awesome. And what about you?
I don't know. I usually prefer to get drunk, but other than that.
And when you get drunk, what would you dress up as for Halloween, though?
I
think a bottle?
I haven't dressed up in a while, so yeah. I guess you could say that.
Okay. All right. Well, I do thank you guys, and...
Okay, that was another one. Me, Grandmaster D, on the streets, of course. And this is another one I did on Water Fires.
Okay, I'm here on Water Fires with Derek. I'm Derek Shapiro, of course. I'm Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. I finally got somebody here that's willing to answer a few questions about Water Fires. Tell me about your Water Fire experience.
I hate Water Fires.
How come?
Because it's crowded and really pointless.
True, 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 definitely true. And what's your name, by the way?
Zane.
Where are you from?
Warwick.
Warwick, Rhode Island, all right. And what's your name?
Kate.
And where are you from?
Warwick.
Two Warwick people, that's awesome. And what's your experience about Water Fire? Do you like it? Do you hate it?
I agree with her. I think it's pointless.
Really? So what would you rather be doing tonight?
Anything.
Okay, what would you rather be doing tonight?
Anything.
And what's your name?
Russell.
Nice to meet you. I'm Derek. And where are you from?
Warwick.
Three people from Warwick. And what's your take on Water Fires?
Kind of boring.
Boring, okay. What would you rather be doing tonight?
Anything but this.
All right, you ought to be looking to Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show, right?
Sure.
All right.
All right, that was one Water Fire experience, and now here's another Water Fire experience here on Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show. Let's see if I can get this. Okay, I'm not going to play any more Grandmaster D on the streets for today. But that was one experience. Okay, well, there you have it over there, the Grandmaster D on the streets, of course. And coming up next, we're going to do, I think we're going to be doing a Let's see. Maybe do a phony call segment on my friend Rick Ashman. We're going to try that. Then we get Aaron Passatime by phone. Then we have Fed Hill here. They're right in the studio. And Cherry Sway, right from Canada. That's what's happening on today's Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Right now, I'm going to be playing Fed Hill featuring Rolla with Right Now here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Fed Hill.
Yep, we gon' keep doing it. I know some of y'all getting angry, but I got a whole state on my back nowadays, you know what I mean? I got little girls running up to me like, my daddy said we should be nothing if you niggas don't make it. So, I'm doing it. Fuck it, if I don't, they gon' kill me and I won't be around to see the failure. You feel my team? For the little homies learning the ropes, starting street life, living, know the city's no joke. Most so-called dealers ain't making no dough. If it don't go, I'm the type of hustler that I sleep in the car, depressed with the package, but never fuck weed in the jar, nowhere to stash it. In my hood, you know the knobs ain't far. I hate the bastards. Where they get the right? Shining down my pants with the barrel of the light. I feel crazy when I lay down with my lady at night, cause I know that when I wake up, it's right back to the fight, back to my life, back to the fact that I might not make it back tonight. See, these niggas, they ain't acting right, talking weight, stacking light, and it never gets old till you come from something and it never gets sold. I'm COD, I'll never get old. Cut the gas, little lady, I'll never get cold. Watch your ass, little nigga, don't you never get bold.
It's Fed Hill, we're doing it right now. We're doing it like, whoa, you could get shot. You put your knife, we'll chop off a bone of your meat. Brains get blown out all over the streets. It's Fed Hill, we're doing it right now. We're doing it like, whoa, you could get shot. Put your knife, we'll chop off a bone of your meat. Brains get blown out all over the streets. See, that tat's not enough, you need to back it up. Put the crack in the cut and start wrapping it up. Put my niggas in the booth, get them off the corner. Put the corner in the booth and still them boys aside. No different from the game and the rules the same. But some niggas done change and some bitches done change. Turn bitch for the chain when they pitching the cane. Start snitching to the main, man, this shit is insane. I keep the circle tight, man, up some mistakes. Stay away from police and don't fuck with the snakes. And them grimy niggas too, they got something against you. Call me son cause I shine like a father pretend to. I honor my friends who disregard what them do. No, my acts can hurt them and consequences might slip through. And chances are slim too when you out in the streets. Keep your mind on your money and your wine, your peace. It's Fed Hill, we're doing it right now. We're doing it like, whoa, you could get shot. You put your knife, we'll chop off a bone of your meat. Brains get blown out all over the streets. It's Fed Hill, we're doing it right now. We're doing it like, whoa, you could get shot. Put your knife, we'll chop off a bone of your meat. Brains get blown out all over the streets.
I know real niggas and killers with gold T's, blood drops, SC's and OG's, LK's, ADR's with gold beads. LQ don't mean no OE. Still I stand in the street with a 40 beside me. My shorty with a shotty, she rolling beside me. Empty double D hook you up to an IV. Up in ICU, stop scheming, homie. I see you, your whole crew saw. I see through fake niggas on my block, couldn't buy their way through. Since 86, wear high top and shell top shoes. Only people I was doing some was breaking the rules. Carry the Mac up in my backpack for making the news. Shit get grimy in my hood, 1090 making a fool. Robbing 40 cracks in they cash, I'm taking they jewels. 32 in my clip, homie, I'm making my move.
It's Fed Hill, we're doing it right now. We're doing it like, whoa, you could get shot. You put your knife, we'll chop off a bone of your meat. Brains get blown out all over the streets. It's Fed Hill, we're doing it right now. We're doing it like, whoa, you could get shot. Put your knife, we'll chop off a bone of your meat. Brains get blown out all over the streets.
Tech Temps, Technology Temporary Services Incorporated. Services that they have: contracts, employment agency, employees, high tech, engineering, designers, drafters, and technicians. Call them at 508-809-6320. Again, 508-809-6320. Or you can email them at tempsjohn@aol.com. Again, tempsjohn@aol.com. Or visit their office at 21 Park Street, Suite 305 in Attleboro, Mass. Again, 21 Park Street, Suite number 305 in Attleboro, Mass. Tech Temps, Technology Temporary Services Incorporated.
Organically grown, everything from HID lighting to fans and blowers to hydroponics, grow systems, nutrients and supplements, pots and containers, air purification. We have everything you need to start growing today. Call Organically Grown at 401-944-0549. Again, 401-944-0549. Or go visit them at 768 Atwood Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Again, 768 Atwood Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Or go visit them online at www.organicallygrownri.com. Again, www.organicallygrownri.com. The first hydroponic retail store in Rhode Island, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. They accept Visa and MasterCard. Again, Organically Grown, 768 Atwood Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Sabet's Auto Sales for all your used car needs. So go visit them at 1271 Minnow Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island, right next to Shell Gas Station. Again, Sabet's Auto Sales at 1271 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-722-1818. Again, 401-722-1818. Or go visit them online at www.sabetsautosales.com. Again, www.sabetsautosales.com. Sabet's Auto Sales at 1271 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Auction.com. Two locations, 1800-C, Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island. Yes, 1800-C, Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-270-5810. Again, 401-270-5810. Visit them online at www.auctions1800.com. Again, www.auctions1800.com. Or the other new location, now open, 45 New Snick Hill Road on Route 3 in West Greenwich. Exit 6 Plaza. Yes, 45 New Snick Hill Road on Route 3 in West Greenwich, Rhode Island. Exit 6. Call them at 401-385-9951. Yes, 401-385-9951. Find the people who love what you buy on eBay. Drop off items you want to sell, and we'll put them on eBay for you. Open Monday through Friday, 12 to 7 p.m. And Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Two locations, again, 1800-C, Mineral Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island, or the new location, 45 New Snick Hill Road on Route 3 in West Greenwich, Rhode Island. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. L Expression Salon. Everything from cuts to highlights to color hair. Extensions coming soon. Starts at $10 and up. So go see my friend Vonnie at 291 Providence Street in West Warwick, Rhode Island. Again, 291 Providence Street in West Warwick, Rhode Island. Call Vonnie at 401-615-9725. Again, 401-615-9725. L Expression Salon at 291 Providence Street in West Warwick, Rhode Island. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Di Petrillo's Pizza and Bakery of Cranston. Pizza strips, potty trays, grinders, hot pizza toppings, white pizza trays, calzones, calzone rolls, egg, wine, and pepper biscuits, bread, and more. Go visit them at 1073 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Again, 1073 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Phone number is 401-432-7612. Again, 401-432-7612. Or go visit them online at www.dpetrillos.com. Again, www.dpetrillos.com. Or go visit them again at 1073 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Di Petrillo's Pizza and Bakery of Cranston. New York Style Unisex Beauty Salon. Permanent straightening, coloring, hairstyling, manicure, pedicure. Over 20 years of experience, go see my friend Dee Dee at 171 Reservoir Avenue in Providence, Rhode Island. Yes, I said 171 Reservoir Avenue in Providence, Rhode Island. Call her at 401-781-0734. Again, 401-781-0734. New York Style Unisex Beauty Salon. All right, we're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Before, you just heard Grandmaster D in the Streets. Now, before we interview Aaron Pasatine, I'm going to do a phony call segment, of course. And I'm going to try to get my friend Rick Ashman over here. Now, let's see if we can do this. Oh, yeah, Billy from Oh Murderverse. How you doing, Billy? So how's it feel to have me back in the studio?
Pretty much sucks because I was going to write today and then you randomly showed up.
Well, yeah, well, that's what always happens. But let me try to get my friend Billy. I mean my friend Rick. Okay, let's see. Let's see if I could get over here.
Probably not.
Oh, let's see over here.
Yo, can you put that up to the mic so I can hear
it? Yes. I'm trying to call
Yo,
the
just
number.
Just give me his number. Just give me his, what is his number?
Wait, do you have a speaker? No, I need a speaker.
Yeah, I got a speaker. What's his number?
Okay, 228-7289. Okay, we're going to say from Monroe Muffler.
Nah, I'll make up my own thing. Trust me on this, man.
Okay, Billy's going to do this. I have another number for him. Here on Phony Calls, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
This is your job. Just hold that right there.
Okay, we're doing this. And Aaron Pasatine is next.
His name's Rick.
Rick Ashman.
He picks up.
I have another number for him. Let's see if we could get him.
Hi, you reached the home of Richard Lynette.
Okay.
That was cock block number
okay.
one. What's the next one?
261. Oh, I'm...
261. 261.
Okay, we're not going to mention his number on the ear, but...
Here you go.
Let's see if we could do this.
Hi, this is Richard. I'm not here at this time.
Oh, he got me.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find a number in my phone book and we're just going to fucking randomly.
Okay. Okay, this is for phony
it's
calls.
A prank phone call a tax agency.
A tax agency. No, you know what we should do? Dunkin' Donuts and ask for,
no.
See if there's any burgers there.
Here we go.
Okay, let's see. Let's see if Billy could do this good on phony calls.
You got to hold up close.
Jerry! Go on, Jerry!
Captain Ramines?
Is Edward there?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay, can I talk to the head tax advisor there?
Can you talk to who?
The head, the tax person there. I want to talk to the supervisor, please.
He's not here, that's what I just said.
Okay, maybe you can help me out. I came in there about 2 weeks ago. My name is Frederick Tatum, and what happened was, I dropped down my tax information, Edward helped me, and what just happened was, he said that I was going to get a return of about $1,600, and then I only got $300 back. And I owe the state of Mass. Can you tell me what's up with that, please?
Hello, Ian. Who did the return, Ed?
Yeah, Ed did return. He fucked up. He fucked up bad. Hey, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. Yeah, but I need to get this now because I got people on my ass. My car's at stake. Oh, you fuck. My fucking house is at stake. My children are at stake, and my wife is at stake. If I don't get this fucking money, I'm gonna go down there and burn the fucking place down. I'm telling you this right now. I don't fuck around. Oh my god. What's your name? What are you, a tubby ass motherfucker? I'll come down there and slit your belly. I'll slit your fucking belly for your intestines to fall out, and then hang you, and then your belly's gonna hit, your fucking guts are gonna hit the fucking floor. And then when they hit the floor, I'm gonna get rats and just fucking cover your intestines in rats! You understand this? Do you motherfucker, do you understand this? Yeah. Why don't you pull up my file, you fucking scumbag? Pull up my fucking file. I'm very pissed. You fucked with my money, now I'm gonna fuck with you.
Ask him for this chicken parmesan. Okay, I'm gonna call him back and say, I wanna see if he likes chicken parmesan. We'll settle it.
No, dude, I'll get someone else. Now it's a number call time.
But then
I'll BRU. Okay, let's call W. WBRU.
That is my competition.
Good, man.
WBRU and Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
That's
see.
His competition, apparently, everyone.
Yes, WBRU is my competition.
Your internet.
Yes, well, I'm better than that. I mean, I have 110,000 listeners a day on DerekShapiroShow.com.
Okay, I'm going to use this voice.
WBRU can't even compare with me.
No, they can't compare to Derek.
No, they can't. No, they can't.
They just
All right, well, we got to go on. We did a phone call segment. I do thank you, Billy, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. And because we couldn't get Rick Ashman, Billy got a tax person. That's great. Coming up next is Aaron Pasatine. But first, we're going to play Nickelback and Rockstar here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom.
room I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
So what you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit, and a big black jet with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done that.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Mine star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free.
I have a quesadilla.
I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centiphone that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna pop my pills from a best dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Lip sync them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
Hello, this is Derek Shapiro from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Join me next month, November 15th, episode number 19, with rapper Dante Montan from Providence, Rhode Island, and from Portland, Maine, rock group The Bay State, and as well as Chef Terranova from NBC10 in Providence, Rhode Island, and Health 10 Czech reporter Bob Amor Silva. Catch me next month, November 15th, episode number 19, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Soundtrack is going stronger than ever. New hits by The Squizzles, Skeptical Dogs, and Fed Hill featuring Rolla with Right Now. Other his songs, No Tomorrow Morning by Neil Salisbury, Leaving Home Tonight by Mondo, Word Police by Malevolent Sneaker Tooth, and Without You, Mondo featuring Rolla, and Rolla with London. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, soundtrack going stronger than ever.
This is the Go Get a Roller, smile with me, and you can go check out my website at rollerzone.com. That's right, see my photos, read my bio, and listen to my music, but most importantly, I have my events page, so you'll be sure to know where I'll be performing next. I said rollerzone.com, yeah. This has been brought to you by Ambitious Records, that's all me, and the Derek Shapiro Show at www.derekshapiroshow.com. Smile with me, this is Roller, and if you don't know and if you haven't heard, my latest singles I've out and I've been out. I'm talking Fed Hill smash hit No Difference featuring myself and my own serenading track I'm Gonna Love You. And of course there's that chills up and down your spine, Love Jones. So head to my website for a listen at rollerzone.com or get close to the email address to get your own copy of my mixtape Obstacles. Yeah, this has been brought to you by Ambitious Records, that's all me, and the Derek Shapiro Show at www.derekshapiroshow.com.
Brickyard Bar and Grill, your home for NASCAR. Go to 2276 Warwick Avenue in Warwick, Rhode Island. Again, 2276 Warwick Avenue in Warwick, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-739-RACE, 401-739-RACE. Hours on Monday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. and Sundays from noon to 1 a.m. Again, Brickyard Bar and Grill, your home for NASCAR. Again, at 2276 Warwick Avenue, Warwick, Rhode Island, 401-739-RACE. Tell them to lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. Cafe Bon Ami Incorporated, where good friends meet, featuring exotic coffees, espresso and cappuccino, scrumptious delights. Go see my friend Malcolm at 1082 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island, right across from Cranston Stadium. Again, 1082 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island, right across from Cranston Stadium. Big Train Chai Distributor, now open nights on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights until 11 p.m. Try their tea that's excellent for fighting colds, Gambay Elixirs, and Tonics. So go to Cafe Bon Ami Incorporated, where good friends meet, again at 1082 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Call them at 401-943-8400. Again, 401-943-8400. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Fed Hill is on deck, okay? But first, before Fed Hill, we have Aaron Passatine from another internet radio show, videosforfamily.com. Aaron, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, another internet radio show from South Carolina. Tell me about how you got started internet radio, just like myself.
Yes, well, basically what happened was I had started the Videos for Family to Come website and had interviewed a number of different people in the entertainment industry. And as the time went by, I realized that there was a great interest and basically need for a lot of information on the internet about the Wizard of Oz movie. And so pretty much last year, we started the very first talk show on the Wizard of Oz.
So when last year?
Very successful, and we have pretty much over 4,000 people that have been listening.
And how long ago last year? Aaron, when did you start this last year?
We started it in March of 2006.
Oh, okay, sure. So tell me about all the vomit you had to get started. You know, how'd you find your producer? Like, I got my producer, Dave, you know what I'm saying? How'd you get your producer? Right.
Pretty much, I don't have a producer. I'm actually producing the whole thing myself.
So yep.
I do have a co-producer. His name is Aaron Schultz, and he actually runs and maintains the Walt Disney's. It's actually called Walt Disney's Return to Oz.com, and it's a website on the Disney Return to Oz movie. And he and I have been producing it and running it for a very long time now, and we bring people on and talk about the Oz community and different people related to the Wizard of Oz movies and, of course, the other movies involving that.
So your producer's name, Aaron Schultz.
Yes, he's the co-producer of the show.
So let me ask you a question, Aaron. How can you just call it www.aaron.com? Because, you know, there's a bunch of Aarons working there, right?
Yeah, that would be a good idea. We have thought about things like that before. We didn't really do that, but yes, that has been taken under consideration before. So yeah.
Now, just like me interviewing you, you interview other people as well. And you're going to have me on your show, too. Now, when am I going to be on your show now?
You are probably going to be on the show probably sometime later next week.
Okay, little next week. So this is October 15th right now. This is coming out. So probably about October 20th, something like that, right?
We can actually probably have you on before that.
Okay, okay. So I want to put a link from DerekShapiroShow.com to VideosForFamily.com. Of course, you're going to put a link from my your show to my show, of course, right?
Yeah.
And then, and of course, we're doing a crossover like I did with other radio programs in the past, of course, on my show. Now, Aaron, tell me. Now, you like interviewing people, of course. We interview some of the same people, of course. You both interviewed my wife, Rola. You interviewed Rola. I have interviewed Rola many times, of course.
Right.
You interviewed Billy Gilman. I interviewed Billy Gilman, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you also interviewed some other people, like for American Idol. Who'd you interview for American Idol?
Yes, Michael Sandecki, who won Best Clay Aiken Impersonator American Idol. I believe it was last year, the year before that. And I'm friends with him, and I ended up contacting him and had him interviewed on my website, and he gave a very, very good interview and talked about his time in American Idol. And,
and what's his name again?
And his experience. Very, very good, and I know many, many fans have appreciated that.
And what's his name again?
Michael Sandecki.
Okay, okay. And tell me about that experience, about you interviewing him. I mean, did he have a connection with the Oz?
Basically, the only interest and connection he had with Wizard of Oz was that he was interested in the movie, and he liked the movie, and he actually wanted to be involved on our upcoming Wizard of Oz tour production that we're going to be doing soon. That's pretty much all that connects with. He's just kind of interested, so that's kind of how that
goes. Now, how often do you do shows? Do you do it once a week, a month?
We do them, usually we do it as time permits for us. Basically, it's around our scheduling and Aaron Schultz's scheduling. Pretty much, sometimes we do 3 a month, sometimes we do 1 a month. This month, actually, we're going to only have 1 done, pretty much due to my personal time, and I've been extremely busy.
So the only one that you're going to be doing... So the only one that you're going to be doing this month is the one when I'm going to be on there, right?
Actually, yes, that's right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, now before we get back to more questions, we're going to play a song, okay? Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, here is Mondo featuring Rola with Shorty Moves here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Back with Aaron Pasatine. Now, whereabouts in South Carolina do you live?
I'm sorry, what?
Whereabouts in South Carolina do you live? Now, how far is that from Charleston?
From Charleston, it'll probably be a few hours away.
Okay, okay. Because my favorite group, of course, comes from Charleston, South Carolina. Hootie and the Blowfish, of course, you know. Now, are you a big Hootie fan down there?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you a big Hootie fan down there in South Carolina?
Actually, I have to say, and I regret saying this on your program, but I actually don't play sports. I am so busy with my job and with my website and
yes.
And all those things. Together, I don't even have time for any sports.
No, not sports. Really? Not sports. Are you a big Hootie the Blowfish fan?
I don't even know what that is. I'm sorry.
You come from South Carolina. Now, tell me. Now, what's your big fascination with Wizard of Oz? Like, why do you have a wizard for our show? Tell me why.
Well, basically because I realized that there was so many festivals going on that were related to the Wizard of Oz. There were productions after productions on the Wizard of Oz. There were movies produced, but you never saw anything on the internet like a talk show.
Right.
And to be, history-wise, basically, there was a Wizard of Oz production that was actually done in the 50s, and actually in the late 1950s, and Judy Garland was on it.
Yep.
And that was on the radio. And to date, that was the last time anything had been on the radio as far as a Wizard of Oz of a production, so we decided that we needed to basically put together a Wizard of Oz talk show, and we actually originated by basically doing 13 episodes that were based pretty much on the Return to Oz movie that Disney did in 1985, so we talked about that and talked about the musical score, the production, everything, and then after that, there were so many people listening, we decided to make it into a general talk show on Oz, and we called it Returning to Oz. And that's what it's called today.
And tell me about what this tour is coming up on October 27th, okay?
Yes.
In 12 more days.
Wizard of Oz production tour. It's called Generations of Oz. And it's going to be on October 27th, 2007, which is next month. And it's going to be at the Westgate Mall in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And the entire event is free. It's going to be lasting from 4 to 8:30 p.m. And I'll be there. Brandon Dyer, who is the co-director and actually... co-owner, actually, to the VideosForCommon.com website. He's going to be working with me. We're actually going to be holding a costume contest, a singing contest, just a lot of fun things. And even more so, we're going to be premiering the first full-length documentary on the Disney Return to Oz movie. And a number of people have been filmed for that. I'm in
awesome.
It. John Fricke, who is the official Oz historian, is in it. An Oz collector and actor, and also a memorabilia prop creator named Jeff Legacy is going to be in it as well. And he actually makes professional Ruby slippers based upon the movie.
And this movie, when is this movie going to be out?
The show's going to be coming out at the end of October. So it's going to be premiering at our show, and we're going to have some DVD copies available prior to that.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, actually, this month, because this show comes out October 15th, so in 12 more days from when this show airs, October 15th, October 27th, 12 more days from now. Okay, well, I do thank you very much, Aaron. Pass the time from South Carolina for being on my show. Next up is Fed Hill, the rap group from Providence, Rhode Island. But first, this is Fed Hill featuring Rola with No Difference. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Regular boy trying to take over things. The cars and rings. No difference between the Jews and chariots and the kings. No difference in the song that he sings besides the keys and the strings. Does the CO see the same sky being made into bang? And if you hurt me and I don't cry, does that mean I felt nothing? I may not be a wise man, but I know one thing. There's no difference in the next man on the day of reckoning. Fuck the judges, man. We all gon' get to sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin. Fuck the judges,
you ain't
man.
No different.
We all gon' get to sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin.
Said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, they stayed the same. You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, they stayed the same.
Ain't no difference in that man walking the street copping drugs, or that man selling them, riding around with his love, or that kid with no sight, or that girl on her bike between that boy wilding out, or that girl about to fight. Ain't no difference between a man getting life or a baby getting life. They both get put in a pen between the stars and the stripes. Feel like I'm struggling again. Fuck the judges, man. We all gon' get this sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin.
Let he without sin cast the first stone.
Fuck the judges, man. We all gon' get this sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin.
You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same. You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same.
It's all the same between my brother and I, my mother and time. Game two, angels cry when both of them die. Trapped in a world of pain, holocaust, the slave trade. 40 ounce the guinea rum as long as they stay paid.
There ain't no difference
between that blunt in the store and the hustle with some reefer pitching out his front door. Gotta make that rent due before the rent due. Open up your ears and listen, what I'm saying is true. Fuck the judges, man. We all gonna get the sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin. Fuck the judges, man. We all gonna get the sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin.
You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same. You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stay the same.
Yeah, yeah, man, you know, it's no difference, you know, black or white. We all gonna reach the same place, Mount Zion, see? We all gonna reach it on that day. Fed it, remember, no difference.
You said when the winter came, our lives would change, but baby, when the
Bonnie's Full Service Salon. Here, nails, skin, waxing, and massages. Go visit them at 110 Friendship Street in North Providence, Rhode Island, right behind Anthony's Jewelers. Again, 110 Friendship Street in North Providence, Rhode Island, right behind Anthony's Jewelers. call her at 401-353-5690. Again, 401-353-5690. Again, Annie's Full Service Salon. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Nova Shohash Gata Restaurante. Everything from appetizers to salads and soups and fish and meats and poultry. Go visit them at 434 Broadway in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Yes, I said 434 Broadway in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Call them at 401-726-8401. Again, 401-726-8401. Go see my friend Jose DeBrito. They serve Cape Verdean, Portuguese, and American food. So go visit them. Again, at 434 Broadway in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Nova Shohash Gata Restaurante. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Anna Hair Care Salon. If you want to go get your hair done at a professional place, go to Anna Hair Care Salon. Their phone number is 401-475-1326. Again, 401-475-1326. You can visit them online at www.annahaircare.com. Again, www.annahaircare.com. Go visit them at 1127 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island, right across from Stop and Shop. Again, 1126 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island, right across from Stop and Shop. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Tedesco's Sausage Shop and Fine Cold Cuts. Open Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Go see my friends Vinny and Karen Tedesco at 56 Greenville Avenue in Johnston, Rhode Island. Again, Vinny and Karen Tedesco at 56 Greenville Avenue in Johnston, Rhode Island. Or call Vinny and Karen at 401-274-9356. Again, 401-274-9356. Tedesco's Sausage Shop and Fine Cold Cuts. Tell them I'll Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you, and you get 10% off. Yes, I said 10% off if you tell them I'll Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Here on White Noise Radio, of course, White Noise Records here in Johnston, Rhode Island, of course, recording the show. And, of course, we have a returning guest here in the studio, on my show, actually, not in the studio. My first time returning guest, other than Rolla, of course, and, of course, other than the Cotties brothers, we have Pone, Alipone from Fed Hill, of course. How you doing today?
He says that like Kyle. Alipone.
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 Alipone, yes.
Or Pistol.
Pistol Pone. And go ahead, tell your names, of course, for the Derek Shapiro Show.
It's your boy Richie Rags of that Fed Hill group. Yes. Y'all already know.
Yes.
Yeah, Trigger Trends in the motherfucking building. Fed Hill always, you know how we do.
Yes, how's it feel to be back on the Derek Shapiro Show, guys?
Same as the first time.
But it's better, right? It's better, right?
This is my first time.
The studio is better.
Yes, the studio is much better. This is more chilled. You know, I love this production. You know what I'm saying? Over here, you know?
What's this place called? White Noise?
White Noise Records.
Shout out to White Noise Records.
Yes. Big ups to White Noise.
Yes. Now tell me, guys. Now, since the last time you were here, you took a long hiatus, okay? Where did you go? Where did you visit? What did you do? And did you miss me on your hiatus?
Well, I don't have much time for missing people.
Especially not dudes, you know.
But girls. Girls.
You know. Yeah, I missed all my girls and shit. Yes. You know that. Like, definitely missed all my girls. Yes. Missed my kids, you know.
Sure. Now, how many kids do you have?
I got two right now. One two. On the way.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yeah, congratulations to myself, you know.
So what things did you do with yourselves? Where'd you go on vacation, Pullman?
I took a nice long visit to the ACI.
Okay.
State paid vacation.
That's Cranston College, if y'all don't know what it is.
Cranston College,
the ACI. I visited for a little while. I had a little stay, saw some of my people.
Sure.
Had to get some off his chest.
Yeah, got stabbed in my back. Had to get some off my chest real quick.
So you said another member went to jail too, right?
Well, Rags just got out. Fire just got home. Shout out Prince Fire. Actually, let's get see how we joint. Talk about Fire. Let's get him on the phone. Call him on the
Let
me ask you a question. Now, if you can mention this on the Derek Shapiro Show, okay, I'm going to ask you. Whatever you can't mention, you can't mention. But whatever you can, okay?
Yeah.
Why did you happen to go to jail? If you can mention that, I lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro.
I said enough. I got stabbed in the back.
You got stabbed in the back.
Hard. It went all the way through.
And did you get them back?
Excuse me?
Did you have to get them back? Like if you get a stabbed, I would get them back. You know,
success is the best revenge.
That's good.
Remember
good.
That.
Yo, bro.
Okay.
Yo, call my phone right now.
Now you're on the phone with, you're trying to get who now?
Gonna get Prince Fire.
Prince Fire, okay.
The now, Jamaican Prince.
Now, how long did you spend time in jail?
It wasn't long at all. It was no time at all. It was your first and your last day. That's how long you stay in jail.
Awesome. I mean, you're only 2 days in jail.
Never mind.
It don't matter how long you did. You only had 2 days in jail. Your first and your last, because everything else is the same.
Hey, now, I have a question for you now. In your lyrics, you talk about drugs and you talk about pistols. Of course, you say your pistol poem. What's your obsession with guns and drugs? That's why I know that.
There's no obsession with guns nor drugs. People get confused. See, pistol was a nickname given to me when I was younger by my big homie Doc. Free Doc. He's out there in VA. He's been locked down for a while. He just gave me that nickname when I was young, because when I was little and all the older niggas already had their charges, they couldn't carry the bangers, so they'd be like, give him the pistol. You know what I'm saying? And I always had them.
But in your lyrics, you talk about that. What's your obsession in the lyrics to both guns and drugs? Is it a positive message?
Well, when was the last time you listened? Would you only heard the songs we did with Rola?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're about to say.
But some of my other songs.
Be more specific.
Man.
Which song?
Well, no. I just want to know, like, a lot of the fans that ask me, what is it? Like, for instance, people say, I like water pistols. People call me the Super Soaker. Derek the Super Soaker. You know what I'm saying? But, like, what you put down the songs, what do you want a message to get out to people?
Yo, it's not even, we don't promote guns, man. It's just, that's in our lifestyle, you know?
You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's not so much that we condone it, but at the same time, we don't, you know what I'm saying? Because if you got to protect yourself, you got to do any means necessary. Police, where we from, don't give a fuck about you, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So if you care about yourself, you got to protect yourself any means necessary. And just so happens, you know, from time to time, you know, we be having them things. You know what I'm saying? We don't brag and boast about it. No. You might hear it in a rhyme or two, but we just letting you know what the fuck we do.
If we talk about a gun, it's because we got guns. You know what I'm saying?
Check my
and
record.
If we talk about nice
check
cars, it's because we're driving a nice car.
Exactly.
If we didn't have that, we wouldn't talk about it. We just talk about our life in general. If you listen to our music, that's what our obsession is. Our obsession is our life. If that's all I'm seeing while I'm writing that verse, well, then that's all I'm seeing while I'm writing that verse.
I like that.
But you should listen a little bit more of the songs because we got a library, man. If you're only picking them one or two songs, man, you haven't listened to Fed Hill.
That's what I get a lot from other people, and I'm glad you mentioned that.
Well, they haven't listened either.
That's good.
Yo, Fire.
Okay, we got Fire on the
phone. Fire on the
phone.
This is the Fed Hill representative. What's good, bruh? Yo, Fire.
Hi. Yeah.
Yo, you online, man? What's really good?
Hello, Fire. How are you doing today?
Good, man. I'm good, man. How are you, man?
Good, thank you.
All right.
So, what are you guys doing today?
Well, right now I'm just doing a regular run around trying to get, you know what I mean, take care of some business. You know, it's always business light, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and guys, tell me maybe all collectively, tell me about this new album, of course. There was anticipation for this album, okay? Federal Reserve Notes 5.
All right, let's get the air clear. It's not an album, it's a mixtape. Our mixtapes are just that hot, people think they're albums, but it's just a mixtape.
Yes.
The album will be so official.
Y'all know it's an album.
But the mixtapes are so official, too. But it's volume 5.
Is official.
It's volume 5.
We ain't unofficial.
We're smashing with this Federal Reserve Notes. Yeah. This is actually, we call it volume 5, but it's actually our third mixtape. I probably explained this before. We go 1, 2, 5, 10, 20, 50, 100. If you know money, you can count it. And just do the math like
taking
that.
Taking it to 1,000.
Reserve Notes,
know.
This time around, we got your wife on.
Yes,
we got Rola on there.
And no difference in right now. Right now is on the soundtrack of the Derek Chappelle
Show. Yeah, shout out
to
Rola. She could blow, man.
Yes. Now, I'm telling you about this in anticipation with this album, this mixtape coming out, rather. With this mixtape coming out, a lot of people wanted to, you know, get this mixtape. Tell me about what people were saying to you about why it's not out now, and what is the feel on the streets about this new mixtape?
Well,
there's a lot of controversy in the streets about this mixtape.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? It took us so long.
Oh, they fell off.
Because we had other projects to do, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of people talk, but
law incarceration.
The movement's back. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of altercations. Niggas have problems in the hood. Niggas have problems in the streets. You know, we did our, we did what we had to do. What we had to do, and we back on business now. We're doing
street,
our music.
The street business was still moving at the time, and that's why a lot of us got in trouble.
Exactly.
But the street business comes to a halt, and now the music, music business is running. That's why Volume 5 is going to be more of a powerhouse than anything, because there's nothing to stop no more. The only thing that could have stopped us was the law, the government. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Now there's nothing to stop us. After Volume 5, it's just a continual motion. Like, we've got the business set up. We've got all the proper paperwork now.
Yep. Now, just also, too, I want to bring this up, too.
Fuck
why me. Does it seem that you guys are the most respected people in the business? Like, I have the most respect for you guys than any other group out there. Me personally, Derek Shapiro.
You put in the most.
Thank you.
Because of the factor is, you show mad love to people who show... Because
we know we're the illest team, but we remain humble.
Exactly. We put inspiration, the most inspiration in everything we do. Mm-hmm. And we try to get better every time we do a different project, a different song, whatever the case may be. And we learn and we grow together and become better together. And that's what makes everybody out here respect real. You know what I'm saying? We real, so you're going to respect it. If it was fake, you wouldn't. You know what I mean?
Now, I'm going to be playing a song first. Of course, we heard the first two songs. We heard Right Now and No Difference. Now you want to do the song, just have you guys on this. What track are we going to be hearing first?
I don't know. You got the disc.
Okay, I think it's going to be Time, I think you said. Okay, Time. Tell me about Time.
It's time, classic, man.
Trust is mostly everything. Time. It's more of like a thoughtful joy, you know what I mean? And this is, everybody talk about like the guns and drugs, that's all we talk about. Listen to this song, man. This song right here, this song is real. It's like back and forth notes from the pen. Exactly. It's like someone talking from inside the pen to the outside, someone talking from outside the pen to the inside, and then just like the random hustle all together. Time is a classic to me anyway. Play it. Let me hear it.
Time reminds me of like a sunny day at the park when you're driving through and you see a bunch of kites flying, like peaceful. Sure. You know what I'm saying? But it also recognizes and
it's also hood.
Yeah, it lets you know that
that park is around the corner from the hot block.
All right, well, here is Time here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
The hill cast us so night, but they fire burns out. You know, they stayed in the home, and since they make the lead, they chose other life. So if you're a true baller, the fire's gonna never burn out.
It's cool because I'm vegan, and it's cool because I can put a smile on a kid's face. But I'll pay my dues
because I'm good. I know I'm good at it.
Yeah. Never made it.
I still go hard. I never lost my desire. The flame's still there. I never lost the fire on me. Make sure you got a little bread stash. You never count your chicks before the eggs hash. And everybody wanna rap, they all can't get a deal. Plus y'all boys better have a plan B. Most cats hustle on the side to feed their family. And everybody know what the kid's about. Black shit, I'm still getting paid with or without rap, nigga. The boy fire be on the studio grind. And I'm too nice to pay for studio time. We got a street team putting up posters. I won't stop till I got a cook and a chauffeur. And you see things different when you look at it closer. Niggas treat their guns like flags, just keep it waving. They can't put out my fire, I keep it blazing.
The biggest thing that you could get out of all this is just respect. 5 years from now, if I don't even make it and I'm homeless, I just want people just to give me that respect to be like, you know what? He was one of the best that I've seen that didn't make it. The biggest thing that you could get out of all this is just respect. 5 years from now, if I don't even make it and I'm homeless, I just want people just to give me that respect to be like, you know what? He was one of the best that I've seen that didn't make it.
I grind out so hard at this. Reality is, not everybody makes it. Reality lives. Not everybody face it. If this is what the music is, I'll face it. The music business snake shit. But you can make some major bucks if the label like your looks. Second come your hooks, they don't care about your books. We write it on the spot. You better make it hot, cause there's a million other rappers who would kill to take your spot. You might wanna be careful, cause looking at the lights, camera action through the wrong side of the peephole tend to bring the asshole out of people. Swagger jackers practicing to be you. You outshine them, they get jealous when they see you. Pay attention, pay your dues and be you. Don't get caught up in the evil, cause the evil soon will be you. The only way to beat it is to be true. Truth.
Biggest thing that you could get out of all this is just respect. 5 years from now, if I don't even make it and I'm homeless, I just want people just to give me that respect to be like, you know what? He was one of the best that I've seen that didn't make it. Biggest thing that you could get out of all this is just respect. 5 years from now, if I don't even make it and I'm homeless, I just want people
okay, you ready?
To give me that.
Oh, we good. Come on.
Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Of course, back with Fed Hill. Coming up next, of course, is Cherry Suede, a band from Canada. But first, back with Fed Hill. Back with Pwn, of course. We have Richie Rags. And what's your name again?
Trigger Trends.
Trigger Trends. And on the phone, we have, again, Fire, right?
We can
Fire.
All tell Derek does his research before he interviews.
Yo, Fire. Yo, let these motherfuckers know what's popping, man. Tell these niggas how the fuck we get down, man. For real, man.
Yeah, man, it's the real, man. You know what I mean? Everybody already know it's spreading like a disease, man. It can't be stopped. There's no cure for it. They're all here to stay, man. You understand what I'm saying? It's too much power. It's too much talent. Too much diversity. I mean, we got the perfect combination, and it's just gelling together. You know what I mean? It's just gelling right. And every mixtape, everything we do, we just growing it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
The people already know what it is. They give us the love and the support. You know what I mean? And we do what we got to do. We grind hard and we make good music. And you know what I mean?
Now, also, Fire.
Hey, man.
I like your sound in the music because you have a reggae sound to you, of course. Tell me about the reggae sound and tell me how you started reggae.
Well, you know what I mean? I started reggae from when I was a youth, man. You know what I mean? Because I was born in Jamaica. You
really?
Know what I mean? I was born in Jamaica. I came to the States, you know what I mean, when I was a young boy. I've been back and forth, you know what I mean? From Jamaica to the States, and that's where I really developed my love for music was in Jamaica and in the reggae scene since I was young, you know what I mean? You had cats in America banging on desks and doing their hip-hop thing, you know what I mean? We was in Jamaica banging on desks doing our reggae thing, you know what I mean? So...
And who are some of your reggae...
That reggae is just natural from, you know what I mean? Because I'm Jamaican and... You know what I mean?
That shit's just in you.
That's what it is. I come over here to the States and, you know what I mean? I love the hip-hop music. It's been a minute since I've been working on it, working on both styles, you know what I mean? And now I'm at the point where I'm comfortable with both styles. And, you know what I mean? When we get, like, me and the hair, we go way back, honestly. Like, all of us go way, way back, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
We go way back, like, years.
Who is some
of
the...
You know what I mean? Even before we was the Hill, we all had respect for each other. We all was in the same scene, and it's like it was just meant to be, you know what I mean? Exactly.
Who are some of the reggae musicians that you look up to? Like, maybe...
Your reggae influences.
Yeah, influences, rather.
Yeah, my influences, you know what I mean, is... different influences from the dancehall scene to the culture scene, you know what I mean? Like, on the dancehall scene, our influences like Chaba, you know what I mean? Beanie Man, Ninja Man, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
them cats that really started it, those are the cats that I grew up on,
right.
You know what I mean? As far as the culture,
Super Cat.
You know what I mean? Bob Marley, of course,
right.
You know, he set the way. You got people like Capleton. You know what I mean? You got cats like Sizzla. So, you know what I mean? That's what it is. That's my influence, really.
Now, also, too, I want to ask you, Pwn, a question. Now, on your site, your personal site, the Pwn site, right, on MySpace, right, it says that one of you, the musicians that you like is Billy Joel. Now, I met Billy Joel, okay? And tell me about why you like Billy Joel and what music, what's some of your favorite songs by Billy Joel that you like? Because I'm a big Billy Joel fan myself.
I like the Billy Joel, his Songs in the Attic album.
Really?
And that's from when I was a little kid, when I was like 7, 8, 9 years old probably. And my mom's used to bang it on the deck of the pool.
Really?
And I would just like run around the backyard fucking with my G.I. Joes and my toy guns. and I would just hear it playing all the time. So when I hear it, you know what I mean, remind me of her. So I like the shit. It's
so what's one of your favorite Billy Joel songs?
Piano Man.
Oh, yes. I actually met him. I'll tell you this funny story one time. He came down to PPAC one time, okay, in Providence, Rhode Island, okay? This is back in 96. I was going out with an ex-girlfriend of mine, And she says, well, I got to get going soon. I got to get going soon, you know? And so I met Billy Joel. I went back to PPAC. I want to say Billy Joel was still there. They says, no, he was going to the Western Hotel. They actually told me where he was staying, at the West Hotel. Got out of my car. He was getting out of his limo. I said, Mr. Joel, can I get an autograph? And I got an autograph. I said, Mr. Joel, you're a living legend, you know? And so do you use any of his music in your music? Do you put his influences in how you write and how you sing today?
I mean, anything I ever heard or listened to is going to influence me in one way or another. Mm-hmm. Hearing you talk is going to influence me in one way or another.
Exactly.
So
you're going to lose yourself now, next time you do an album, right?
No, I'm always going to keep myself and my composure. That's just my style.
Sure.
But let's pause while I take my...
cigarette.
Yeah, whatever.
You don't smoke cigarettes.
I don't do them things.
Where's Dave? We need Dave Pezzer in here. Billy, come on from Motorverse, right? You love to smoke too, I think, you know? But anyway, no. Now tell me about what other influences...
Is that what you're talking about?
No, on the smoke. I said we need you to smoke too, because we know that you and Dave love to smoke, right?
Barack Obama, 08, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I want to ask you guys, okay? Now,
Barack Obama,
who do you want to for president, do you think? Who do you think is going to be next president? Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama?
Did you just bring up the presidential election?
Yes.
Vote pistol for president.
Vote pistol for president. Are you Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Your hood politician.
I'm Fed Hill. I'm running for president. That's my own category. It's Fed Hill. We have our own.
Secretary of State. I need all that money.
The ambassador.
But who do,
fire for money. Treasurer.
Who do you think is going to get in? Barack, Hillary, or a Republican?
I can't vote. I'm a felon. You think I give a fuck?
No, we can vote now.
Oh, I can vote now?
You can vote now. They changed the law, man.
Well, I'll pay attention, and next time you see me, ask me.
First of all, I'm not even going
to
tell you.
Barack Obama is going to legalize marijuana, and that's all you need to
know. Who's going
to
legalize marijuana, Billy?
We're voting for him.
Barack Obama's going to...
Well, I mean, in my world, that shit's already legalized, so that don't matter to us. But anyway, on some real shit, I'm not voting for nobody, and if I do, I can't tell, because you're supposed to keep it a secret.
You know what's funny? When me and Rolla was in New Hampshire, okay, we actually saw Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton speak, you know? But I want to tell you guys, every time I go on the road, because you're on Rolla's CD, you know, the Derek Shapiro CD, we're selling CDs, of course, in New Hampshire, Maine, New York, New Jersey, and we're repping your music on Rolla's CD, and a lot of people love your music, okay? Tell me about the feedback. How do you feel about other people in other states loving your music?
Oh man, if they went to our MySpace Fed Hill 401 jump off and just look at our map, you could see like just on there, like the thousands of people from all over the world. Like there's little spots in the ocean that I don't even know exist.
And there's a fan.
But there's a dot there. Somebody listened to our music over there.
Sure. Someone heard us.
Plus Mekalek, big shout out to Mekalek Glow in the Dark. He got our vinyl out there. He put our 12-inch. He ran it through them and had it playing in Japan, Australia, Tokyo. So there's people that don't even know English that listen to Fed Hill.
Now, where is Japan today, by the way?
Big ups to Japan, wherever he's at.
Japan was working all week. He was out of town. He was in Connecticut doing things. He's back in Rhode Island now. He'll be here for the meeting tomorrow, but he's tired. He's laid up. He was working all week.
Now, Japan just got signed to Glow in the Dark Records, too.
Japan is Fed Hill, and as far as I know.
Right now. Okay.
So he's doing some solo projects too?
But he worked with Glow in the Dark forever. This is where people get confused. Like Japan is Fed too. Hill. Glow in the Dark is like in extended family, but he's the one who made that connect. Like he knows them people good. Like he lived with Mech and Jay Sonic in their house on their couch. Like they work together. They've got a relationship. Japan is Glow in the Dark fam, like he's Fed Hill fam.
Okay,
but he got Fed Hill tatted on his neck. Glow in the Dark is in his heart.
Just want to get that record straight for your fans out there too, who's listening. And another
Big
thing
up
too.
To Glow in the Dark.
Two other questions before we go. Another question is, you know, J.R. Ryder from Dipset is on your newest CD, of course. Okay?
Yeah. Big ups to Dipset.
Tell me about J.R. Ryder. How did you get in the studio with them and sing that song?
I got in the car. We drove to Harlem.
You made it happen.
Yeah, we.
Went in the studio in Midtown Manhattan.
Right.
And made it happen.
Our old management actually went through and did all that. We're under new management now, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, we're under new management.
And you're managing yourself now.
Yeah.
That's right.
And how does that feel?
feels better. That's it feels good. I feel more control. I got more there's more creative control. There's more everything. We're sure. actually getting more done now because I got my hands in the mix. I know what's going on.
That's good.
When somebody put a blindfold over you and walk you, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather have one of my mans blindfold me and walk me than have some dude that I really don't know that's trying to get to a dollar blindfold me and walk me.
Okay.
Like, and that's basically what was going on. We got blindfolded and walked for a little while, and then when they decided to fucking take the blindfolds off, by the time they took them off, they had already ran. They was already gone. Like, so it's just what it is. So now, like I said, this time around, this time around, the business is more straight. I got my hands in everything. I know everything.
The movement's back.
I got everything from my copyrights to my publishing. Like, my team is official. Labels, you can holler at us. We're doing it.
By the way, one more thing.
We're like a half a million up. Like,
500K.
Okay. And one more thing, too, before we let you go, guys. Of course, I want to thank you for being here. But tell me about this new song we're going to be hearing. It's called... Over here, let's see, it's called...
Like a Champion.
Like a Champion. Now, is this song Champion like that old song we heard, like the rock song Champion?
By Queen?
No.
No, no.
We are the champions? Is that what you're trying to get out of?
Yeah, we are the champions, my
nothing
friend.
Like that.
No. I got a whole different type of vibe. It's some heat, yo. It's real, real fire, man.
This song is personal. This song is personal. This song is actual life events. You know what I mean? It's just, it's what it is. It's like a champion, though. Take a breath. Listen.
Okay. Well, I do thank you very much. Here is Like a Champion.
Hell, man.
Coming up next is Cherry Suede from Canada, but now here's Like a Champion. How I Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Okay, if you want to do some
What the f*** is an OZ to an OK? I've been on the block, I learned from OGs. Looking like behind bars, can't wait to go free. I'm the type to f*** a f*** until she OD. We still got Perkins and X and OCs. I go through the back, no VIP pass. Haters mad, want me D.I.E. fast. The realest bad boy since B.I.G. pass. And y'all niggas acting funny over bitches. I'm a hustler, always keeping money over bitches. I done serve more balls than a tennis player. When it comes to cooking, I'm a chemist player. Y'all fuck with these niggas, now we got your hood shook. Ain't no bitches over here, nigga, take a good look. I'm a prophet, my name's written in a good book. This for gangsters and thugs, you must be Jairu, son. You got wanks in your blood. Chillin' VIP, champagne sippin' all night. Doing my damn thing, pimping all night. Again, I ain't saying I'm a Mac, but my pimp is alright. We be off in the club, chilling VIP, champagne sipping all night. Doing my damn thing, pimping all night. Now I can't say I'm a Mac, but my pimp is alright. Stack my guns like I stack my funds. Whatever the case be, I back my sons. Y'all don't wanna get shot up or smacked with guns. You a petty hustler, I got a bird connect. I'm a hustler that rap and make words connect. I'm in a mansion chillin', robe is Nike. Diamond stud, so my lobes are icy. You can find another on the globe that's like me. The song make diggits wanna shoot up the club. Come to your crib, you in a jacuzzi, I shoot up the tub. All saying I'm a sex symbol, tryna cop a Bentley, collect symbol. And I've been flipping O's, ripping shows, pistol whipping, stripping foes. Y'all could've smell beef with Pippin's nose. I'm a gangster, nigga, it ain't hard to tell. You got garbage, that's why your dish is hard to sell. I put your body somewhere, this is hard to smell. Yeah, we be off in the club, chillin' VIP, champagne sippin' all night. Doing my damn thing, pimpin' all night. And I ain't saying I'm a Mac, but my pimp is alright. We be off in the club, chillin' VIP, champagne sippin' all night. Doing my damn thing, pimpin' all night. And I ain't saying I'm a Mac, but my pimp is alright. I've been through the pain, my feds run up in the crib trying to frame a nigga. Haters mad cause I'm sippin' champagne, my nigga. Don't give a fuck about you, dog. You ain't my nigga. Y'all fucking with some gunners that stack cream. I done sell ish. I got more runners than a track team. That crown on my head, that's because I'm royalty. I only fucks with them niggas that got loyalty. And it's my turn now. I'm about to lock ish. My nigga cock fit, shoot you out the cockpit. Dog, I done cut more keys than a locksmith. I told these niggas, if get your head right, don't make me have
to run up on you at the red light. I can't fall off, look at my shit's dead right. Way I cut niggas up, you should call me the butcher. When I'm moving this coke, niggas call me the pusher. We be off in the club, chilling VIP, champagne sipping all night. Doing my damn thing, pimping all night. Like an insane, I'm a Mac, but my pimp is alright. We be off in the club, chilling VIP, champagne sipping all night. Doing my damn thing, pimping all night. Like an insane, I'm a Mac, but my pimp is alright. Yeah, what up, Constant? One love, baby. Good looking, my nuggin. Yeah, Lenace, What? Prince Fire, back up in his. What up? Yeah.
Yo, what's really fucking good, man? It's your boy, Trigger Trends, man. T Dot, the man of the building. Holla at your boy, man. Rhode Island's eyes, man. Federal, stand the fuck up, man. We over here representing, man, with my man Derek Shapiro and shit. Disturbing motherfuckers, man. You heard? Get at me, homie. D Cells.
Hey, Da.
Yeah.
Would you like to go out for lunch?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you hungry for?
Pizza.
Really? So let's go to Melrose House of Pizza at 475 Main Street in Melrose, the corner of Forster Street. You could dine in or take out. All day delivery and catering. Call before leaving your home and your order will be ready when you arrive. Call Melrose House of Pizza at 781-665-2508. Again, 781-665-2508. Or visit them online at www.melrosehouseofpizza.com. Again, www.melrosehouseofpizza.com. Open 7 days a week. They accept MasterCard and Visa. They're open Sundays through Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Thursdays through Saturdays at 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. So go to Melrose House of Pizza at 475 Main Street in Melrose, Massachusetts. Now, Dash, should I drive or you want to drive?
You drive, Derek.
All right. Thank you. And tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Yoki Japanese Restaurant and Sushi Bar. Grand opening, 15% off all entrees. Off expires September 22nd. Go to 62 Station Landing in Medford, Massachusetts. 62 Station Landing in Medford, Massachusetts. Their hours are Sunday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. and Fridays and Saturdays, 12 p.m. to 11 p.m. Their phone number is 617-381-6688. Again, 617-381-6688. Or go visit them online at www.yokirestaurant.com. Again, yokirestaurant.com. Yes, grand opening, Yoki Japanese Restaurant and Sushi Bar. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent
you. Thank you for calling Valeri's Martial Arts. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm interested in getting my child into your program. Tell me about your program, please.
We offer martial arts. We have lots of different things we offer here.
And how much does your rate start at?
Most people start with a 1995 introductory program. They get a free uniform and 2 weeks of classes. And then after that, we have different programs that people can look into.
Great. And where can we go to find your martial arts program?
We're in Middletown, Rhode Island on West Main Road, 823 West Main Road, right in the middle of town here. And the phone number is 401-847-0184.
Great. And again, and what's your name?
Sensei Jesse, the chief instructor and the director of the school here.
Great. And again, they could call 401- And what's the rest of the number?
847-0184.
Great.
We also have a website. It's www.valerismartialarts.org.
And the address again?
And it's 823 West Main Road.
In Middletown, Rhode Island, right?
In Middletown, Rhode Island.
All right. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Mystic Tans, now open. See Shelly or Elena at 1920 Mineral Spring Avenue. Right in Bally's Plaza. Again, 1920 Mineral Spring Avenue and Bally's Plaza in North Providence, Rhode Island. Yes, I said North Providence, Rhode Island. Call them at 401-632-4788. Again, 401-632-4788. They have UV spray, tanning, and VHR booths. Referral program, bring a friend and receive one free visit. Yes, referral program. Bring a friend and receive one free visit. Mystic Tans, now open, 1920 Middle Spring Avenue, Bally's Plaza in North Providence, Rhode Island. Tell them I'll Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Lena's Encore. Find co-assigned women's apparel and accessories. Lena's Encore, go to 1243 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island. Again, 1243 Middle Spring Avenue in North Providence, Rhode Island.
Hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 11 through 5. Again, Tuesday through Saturday, 11 through 5. Their phone number is 401-721-9811. Again, 401-721-9811. Lena's Encore. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
I'm going to get a new stereo for my daughter, London. The best place to go is EP Stereo Plus Incorporated at 216 Warren Avenue in East Providence, Rhode Island. They have authorized by TBZ for distribution of the SLB, FCP, SCP, official products, all types of electronics, 220 volts, cell phones for Europe and Africa, Portuguese gold, religious products from Fatima, Portugal, etc. Websites www.stereoplus220.com, or you can email them at stereoplus220@aol.com. Go visit them again at 216 Warren Avenue in East Providence, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-434-5320. Again, 401-434-5320. EP Stereo Plus Incorporated. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Of course, we are here with a band from Canada now, Cherry Suede. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing, Derek?
Doing good, thank you. Doing good. Tell me now, your name is Randy Young, of course, right?
Yes, it is, yeah.
And your partner is Randy Scott.
Yeah,
now,
two Randys.
Wow. So how come you just didn't call the Randy Band?
Actually, we get that a lot. It was just, we wanted to steer it a little from the obvious. What's funny is actually we play some shows on the West Coast, and on two separate occasions, we've also had a third Randy in the band. So it's, it seems to be a prerequisite to get in this band.
Really? Three Randys, huh? That is pretty awesome. Yes. Now, tell me about your sound. You know, you sound like a lot like, of course, Bon Jovi, of course.
Yeah, we get a lot of comparisons to Bon Jovi. I think it becomes like a Randy Scott as a natural rasp to his voice, and you get a bit of the comparison to that, and even sometimes to Bryan Adams. But I think for the most part, bands like Bon Jovi and all that really have a focus oriented around, you know, just classic songwriting, and that's really what our focus is. I think maybe you get a few of the comparisons from that aspect as well.
So Randy Scott is the lead vocalist.
Yes, he is.
And you are the drummer, or are you the guitarist?
I play guitar.
And is who plays the? Oh no, the drums are from someplace else, right?
Yeah, we have a couple of different guys. The main two guys in Cherry Suede are myself and the other Randy. You know, we've most recently had Randy Cook, who's actually based out of Los Angeles right now. He's been playing with a ton of bands. Live for Fighting, and a few other bands out in L.A. And we've also had Craig McIntyre, who's played with Josh Groban.
Really? That's pretty awesome. How did you get those, and how did you find out about those musicians?
We spent, Randy and I spent quite a bit of time in Los Angeles playing down there, and we just, you know, got to know a lot of the local guys, and we did a lot of shows with these guys, and it just, you know, it just grew from there, and these guys have gone on to do other things, and we've recorded some stuff with a few of them this summer. Up to our second record, which we're hopefully going to have out maybe in the spring or summer of next year.
Sure. So this CD came out back, when was it? How long ago did this CD come out?
It came out about middle of last year.
Middle of last year?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time up in Canada on it now we're focusing a lot more for us south of the border in the U.S. And we're really being embraced well down there. We're playing in New York City on November 1st at Arlene's Grocery right in the Village, and we're coming down to Jersey to play in Asbury Park, which is, you know, where Bruce Springsteen, and you got to, you know, close to the hometown of Bon Jovi, and we're down there at the Saint on November 2nd.
Sure.
Hopefully doing New England, maybe the next time through early in the new year.
And hopefully December 15th for my Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack, right?
Yeah, well, hopefully we can get down for that. I'm going to check with what's going on, but we'd love to take part in that.
Yes, that would be really great too, and a lot of proceeds for that will go to charity too. That's what I always do for my radio show.
That's fantastic.
Yes, it is.
We can set that up. You can count on us.
Definitely. And tell me about, you know, you're signed to Prodigy Music Group. Tell me about this record label.
That's actually a label that we're involved in, and it's something that we're building up right now. We're using it to work the first record for Cherry Suede, and then we're also up in Canada. We're looking at some other acts. Into something that could really help foster
And you come from Ontario, Canada.
Yep, originally from Montreal, Montreal, Quebec. We're Ontario transplants. We're based out of Ottawa. Been here a few years right now, and it's kind of our second home.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ottawa, Canada. That's what I'm saying, Ottawa, Canada.
Yeah, and it's going well here. It's a very, very healthy music scene up in Ottawa right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, right?
Exactly.
So, how far is that from Montreal?
Montreal's about an hour and a half. If you just head west from Montreal, you'll hit Ottawa.
Okay. Now, before we come back to the interview, we're gonna be playing the first song, "Not a Day Goes By." Tell me about this song, "Not a Day Goes By."
"Not a Day Goes By" was the first single off the record. One of my favorites on the CD. Just a high energy, good rocker that really came together very quick for us.
Okay, and here's "Not a Day Goes By" here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. We are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Of course, with Cherry Suede. Of course, you heard before, "Not a Day Goes By." And we're speaking again to Randy Young. And of course, Randy Scott, who's not here today, of course, he is ill right now, right? You said?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of the flu. So unfortunately, we're out for a day or two for some shows. But he'll be back in action next week.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Because I have a little cold right now, but not as much, not as bad as the flu, of course, you know. Tell me about you being on the road, of course. What's your strangest thing that ever happened to you performing on the road?
Not a lot of bizarre stuff's really happened to us on the road, other than just, you know, the run-of-mill issues. But nothing too crazy.
And what's your favorite part about being on the road? Is it the hotels? Is it the food? What is it?
Probably more the hotels. I'm the first to really get sick of the food. I find it's really tough to eat well on the road. Like you're always on the run, so you're always. It's very easy to tend to grab something that's probably not the healthiest thing for you, but I love the hotels. I love exploring new cities. Every time we're in a new city, you know, if we have the time, we really like to go around, not necessarily the touristy spots, but, you know, just something that's unique and get to know the people of the city and really get a feel for each city that we're in.
Right. And what's the one of the best places that you ever performed at that stands out in your mind?
I think for us, it was a great to play the Whiskey in Los Angeles. That was a lot of fun being on the same stage that started, bands like Guns N' Roses, Van Halen, even go back further to the Doors and stuff like that. Very, very famous room. We've had a couple of festivals even out there that were just great playing.
Right.
You know, and set up on a stage playing, you know, looking out at the ocean.
So you like mainly outdoor festivals?
Yeah, I think those stages tend to be.
Now Canada, where you're, hello. All right, so what I was gonna say, we'll take it up from the, okay. So what was the last question I asked you, by the way?
Okay, so also
another addition too, I want to ask you is that we got cut off from the phone. Now we're using a different phone. I forget the last question I asked you, but we're talking about outdoor festivals and we're talking about the food too. And also in addition to that, I want to ask you too to close up this interview too. What are some other Canadian acts that you look up to?
The Canadian acts I look up to, I guess for sure Bryan Adams is one of them. Yep. I think he's a great songwriter that's stood the test of time and still doing well all over the world. But you got Neil Young, you got the guys from the band.
Sure. Band Naked Ladies too?
Music history.
And Band Naked Ladies too?
Pardon me?
Bare Naked Ladies as well?
Band Naked Ladies are a great band.
Yes.
They've done a lot of great stuff.
Yes, I actually saw them live before in Boston. They were very good, you know. Now, you said you performed in New York City before. You have you ever performed in Boston?
Boston, we played at TT the Bears in Cambridge once.
Awesome.
Maybe about a year or two back, and we're looking to come back to the Boston area.
Awesome, awesome, and you must like Celine Dion, of course, too. Who comes from Canada, too, right?
Celine, yeah, she's from Montreal, hometown. She's done a lot of great stuff, mm-hmm. She's still going. I think she's now set up in Vegas and just working it down there.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I do thank you very much for being on my show, and I'm going to play one last song, of course, for the. For your fans, of course, and this one. Now, tell me first of all, the first song that we heard, "Not a Day Goes By," was that released as a single at all?
Yeah, that was the first single off the record, and the one you're about to play is the second single off the record.
In Pieces.
In Pieces, a bit more of a ballad. It's actually one of the first ones that Randy and I wrote together.
Okay, and any other releases that you're going to be having from the from your album, which is called just self-titled Cherry Suede, of course.
Yeah, self-titled Cherry Suede.
Oh, learn to how to let you go. Okay, and hopefully maybe we'll get that as the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack, maybe single that comes out in sometime next year, maybe, huh?
Very cool.
Yes. Yeah. And here is In Pieces now. And actually, first of all, tell me about the song In Pieces. Okay, well, I do thank you very much, Cherry Suede, Randy Young, right from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, right?
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much. Here is, thank you. And here's In Pieces here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Okay, Dave.
Yo, Derek.
Yes, we had a great show today, didn't we? Huh?
It was very, very good.
Yes, you know what's coming up next time?
Chickens and Seagulls.
Oh, close. On episode number 19, okay?
Yeah.
We got Dante Martin, another rapper here from Providence, Rhode Island, who's big at the black rap, okay?
Yeah.
Then we got this rock band, okay, from Portland, Maine, okay? They're called the Bay State, okay? They're big in Boston as well. And we got I was at the NBC 10 Health Expo back in September, okay? And guess who I interviewed?
Who?
I interviewed Barbara Morse Silva from NBC 10 and Chef Taranova. That's coming up next time.
Nice.
But until then, you have a great month. Thank you, guys. Thank you, you fans, for listening to me, of course. I want to thank all my guests today. I want to thank Aaron Pasatine. I want to thank all the people I've interviewed on the streets, me, Grandmaster D on the streets, of course. And it's going to be more Grandmaster D on the streets next time, too. I want to thank the rap group over here from Providence, Fed Hill. Yes, Federal. And I want to thank, of course, Cherry Suede and Aaron Pasatine. Thank you, everybody. Until next time, episode number 19. Take it easy. Bye-bye.